Theme 5. According to the American Veterinary Medical Association, 37% of households in the United States have a dog and 32% have a cat. Those who own pets know the feeling you get when a purring cat curls up in your lap or when a dog shakes his entire body to greet you when you walk through the door. Scientists are now validating what these pet owners already know. Having a pet makes you feel better. Research has proven that pet owners have lower blood pressure, cholesterol, and triglyceride levels, and they have less stress, depression, and loneliness than those who don't own pets. A university study found that people feel better after watching a Lassie movie because of a drop in their cortisol levels, a hormone associated with stress. And it's not just cortisol that's affected by animals. Patricia McConnell, an animal behaviorist, writes that levels of oxytocin, a feel-good hormone in the brain, increase by simply petting a dog. Cats also have health-sustaining effects on their owners. A 10-year study at the University of Minnesota showed that those who owned a cat were 40% less likely to die from heart attacks than those who had no feline in their lives. One skill that cats possess is their ability to purr. Though cats purr when they're happy, some also purr when they are stressed as a way to calm themselves down. Not surprisingly, a purring cat soothes human companions in the same way. Many believe that interacting with animals represents a form of social support, especially for kids. A study from the University of Kansas followed children ages 7 to 14 and found that if they lived with a pet, their self-esteem increased. For those who had serious, chronic, or life-threatening illnesses, pets were even more important. In fact, the American Humane Association has recently started a program called TASC, Therapy Animals Supporting Kids. The TASC program encourages child welfare professionals to bring animals into sessions with children who have been abused or neglected or have witnessed violence. According to the American Humane Association, when children have suffered trauma, it is often difficult for them to speak of their experiences. Bringing an animal into the process can help a child open up and promote the healing process. Having a pet in your home is not only good for your mental health, it benefits your physical health as well. Pet owners are more likely to have lower blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Experts find that cat and dog owners are more physically fit and spend more time outdoors and exercising. Alan Beck, director of Purdue University's Center for the Human-Animal Bond, isn't surprised. He says studies from the 1980s showed drops in blood pressure in people who interacted with animals. People talk to pets, do activities together, touch them, and let them stimulate their senses, all of which is relaxing. For people unable to own a pet, the good news is that the mere presence of an animal without any interaction can have some calming effects. Even turning on a nature show on television can be calming.